I'm Dan Hughes in the Softball Corner. I asked catchers around the country for their tips and tricks, things they've learned over the years that might help new catchers. I got some interesting answers for our final show in the series on catching. One catcher said that he hadn't realized how dangerous the position could be. Some batters just swing and throw their bats. Some foul tips head straight for your face. You need to pay attention all the time, he says, and keep your head on a swivel. Another catcher says you should make yourself a part of the game. He says, I was always taught that the catcher is the captain of the field. He's the only one who's facing the entire field and can see everything that is going on. Yell out what the situation is. Don't be afraid to take charge. Don't be afraid to go out to the pitcher and take some of the pressure off. Make a joke to loosen up your pitcher if he's having a rough time of it. More advice. Make friends with the umpire. One catcher told me, when I was playing fast pitch, I caught. Obviously, catching fast pitch is more like being a baseball catcher in regards to your actions and reactions on the field. To me, this also included blocking balls in the dirt instead of just letting them go by you into the ump's ankles or legs. More often than not, I would hear the ump move when the ball was in the dirt. I would block the ball, turn around, and tell the ump to stop moving and that he wouldn't get hit, to the point that my reputation for taking care of the umps got around the leagues. So the umps all agreed to take care of me with regard to balls and strikes and some close calls at home. It pays off in the end. Even when I started playing slow pitch, I would always start chatting with the ump, telling jokes, whatever. You have to remember, some of these umpires have been on the field for 3 or 4 times longer that day than you have. If you make it fun and somewhat entertaining for them, they kind of forget about the other 6 hours and the pain in their back or feet. Get it? Another catcher says you need to know to stand in front of the plate when anticipating a throw. Leave the runner some of the plate, but if there's a chance for a throw, hold your ground, no matter if the runner is yelling, "Catch, get out of the way," because your outfielder with a cannon is going to gun him down before he knows what happened. One hop, sweep tag, new inning. More advice, and not just for catchers. Always be respectful to everyone, and if a guy has a good hit, tell him good hit. Remember, it's just a game, enjoy yourself, play the game the right way. And this. Catching is one of the unique positions where the other team spends a lot of time around you. You can find out certain things if you keep your ears open. As a catcher, you have the best chance to hear if someone mentions they're going to try and put one down the right field line or shoot middle their next at bat. And lastly, another catcher says, I think it is important for the catcher to be a student of opposing hitters. They can help direct the field. Catchers have to have a good glove and be willing to get in front of a ball coming hot to home. Being able to play the carom off the backstop on wild throws is a plus as opposed to chasing after it willy-nilly. And when there are multiple runners on base, knowing when to yell out cut or let it go to the cutoff player on throws home is a good thing. For more tips on managing, coaching, and playing adult slow-pitch softball, see the bottom of my website, slowpitchbook.com. That's all one word, slowpitchbook.com. Thanks for listening. In the Softball Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.